home. Euryclea touched a hand to Penelope's cheek.
Wake up, my lady! Wake up!
Penelope sat upright.
Good heavens! What a sleep! And what dreams! Now, where are we? What's happening downstairs? It's very quiet. Oh, Lord Euryclea, tell me no one managed to shoot through the axe heads. I'm afraid they did, my duck. No! Who? Please, not Antinous.
No, I saw him try, and he couldn't even string the bow. But knowing him, he would insist on a second go. It wasn't him.
Euryclea laughed and gently pulled Penelope from the bed.
Into your best gown, and I'll tell you who.
Eurymachus?
None of them, my love.
What?
Then, oh, have you been teasing me? One man strung the bow and shot the arrow through, but not one of your cursed suitors.
Euryclea, if you don't tell me at once, I swear I will slap your face.
As if you'd dare. You know plain well I'd slap you right back.
I'll tell you, though. It was the stranger.
The stranger? The one dressed as a beggar. The man you talked to up here earlier this evening. Him. He could draw back the bow and...
Wait, why do you say dressed as a beggar?
Because, my lady, oh, my sweet lady, that man is your husband. Odysseus, come back to us. He strung the bow and has revenged himself on the suitors, he and Telemachus. You never saw such a thing. They're all dead, my queen. Every one.
Penelope stared deep into Euryclea's eyes.
It's not possible.
It's not possible.
Odysseus is lost at sea.
Listen! You said yourself how quiet it is. Not a shout rising up, not an oath, nothing.
Then it must have been a god.
Yes, a god has done this. No, my lady! I bathed his feet, remember? And that's when I saw the scar. The long boar's tusk scar. It's him!
Penelope went to the door.
Nanny, I adore you, but you wouldn't know a god from a goat. Gods are perfectly capable of giving themselves scars. But I'll go down and see my son and this miracle worker of yours. But for all I know, this is nothing but a dream. The gods are perfectly capable of that, too.
Penelope descended the staircase slowly. The hall was empty, save for two men. Her son Telemachus was pacing up and down. The stranger, the beggar, still in his rags, blood-spattered now, sat on a stool, looking at the floor. Penelope took a seat by the fire and stole glances towards him. Her heart was pounding fast. Sometimes she thought it really could be him. But then, a shift in his position, a different angle, a new tilt of the chin, and all she could see was a fierce and filthy beggar. Telemachus had stopped pacing and was staring at his mother in shocked disbelief.
Mother, can't you see who it is? How can you be so cold? After 20 years, all you can do is sit there? No questions, no embrace, no welcome. After all he's been through, are you made of stone?
Hey, said Odysseus.
Your mother has been through plenty too. She's got every right to test me.
Whoever you are, said Penelope, I must certainly thank you for the part I understand you have played in ridding me of that plague of suitors. I'm sure Euryclea will be at the door, listening. Euryclea?
Sure enough, The old nurse revealed herself in the doorway. Eurycleia, our guest must be bathed. He will be exhausted, too. Have some men go to my apartments and bring down my bed and set it up here.
Odysseus was on his feet immediately.
What did you say? Has someone dared move my bed? To do that, they must have mutilated it. I made it myself out of an old olive tree. It took me a week to move the bed. It's to ruin it. How dared they?
Penelope rose, her face radiant with joy. And who on this earth could have known that? But you.
It is you. It is. Oh, my husband. My Odysseus. Your home.
As they moved towards each other to embrace, Telemachus took Eurycleia by the elbow. We are not needed here, he said.
He's home now. He's home.
The end.